You picked a good day to be tuned in and a good day to keep listening as we now present the beginning of our Youth Express Hour. I have three students with me who have just finished up an incredible experience that happens at the University of Pittsburgh. We've talked about this in the past. It's the University of Pittsburgh Gene Team Program that gives teens a chance to do real-world science projects with Pitt scientists. And before we go too much further, I would like each of you, if you could introduce yourself, indicate where you go to school, your age, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to do it. And we'll just go from right to left, and we'll start with you, Tiara.
Hi, my name's Tiara. I go to Shadyside Academy. I'm 16 years old, and I like to shout out my mom and my little sister who's here listening today.
Hi, my name is Sathik Gandhavarpu. I go to Chargers Valley High School, and I'm going to be a junior this year. And I would like to thank my family, Beck and Jess, and I would also like to thank my anatomy and physiology teacher, Ms. Tremel.
Hi, my name is Nico, and I'm rising senior. And I would like to thank Becky, Jesse, and my family, and my friend introduced me this team.
And what's your friend's name?
Last name?
Yeah, no, your friend. Oh, that is your friend who introduced you, the last name you mentioned. Terrific. To people that have no idea what this program is about, can the three of you work together to describe what happens?
So Gene Team is a four-week program where students do science research in a lab that is passed down from our parent labs. It's supposed to be, like, easily accessible, so Becky and Jess, like, taught us what we need to know before we went in, and we all kind of, like, had different levels of biological knowledge, but they all made sure that, like, we were able to just be on the same page and, like, work together and whatnot.
Yeah, so we collaborated with two main, like, parent labs, the Levin Lab at the University of Pittsburgh and the Nichols Lab from the University of Denver.
And what are, well, go ahead, can you, what are the projects?
Oh, yeah, we study about tissue on a sponge, and we see the reaction with bacteria.
And I'm fascinated. The first part, I want to be sure I understand what you said, Tiara. It sounds like there's some level setting to figure out what you know and what you would like to learn about, so that the program fits you. Is that what you were describing?
Sort of, kind of. It's really just making sure that the science is accessible to everyone because we're all coming from different backgrounds and we're all, like, new to research. So it's like a starter-level research lab for teens just to get us started and build a foundation.
Would anybody like to add to that?
Yeah, so we're researching on freshwater sponges, and these freshwater sponges are organisms that make a good model system, and we're studying immune systems, and sponges have something that's called an innate immune system, and this innate immune system of theirs is when they're, like, introduced to some sort of bacteria or, like, signal, they respond, like, effectively and quickly, rather to what humans have, which is called adaptive immune system. But it's still related to what humans have because innate immune systems have evolved over the years and, like, qualities of it are possessed in humans and complex vertebrates.
So an innate system sounds like it can almost immediately respond to a new threat, but an adaptive immune system like those we have takes time to build up resistance and to learn how to respond. I never knew that. That's fascinating. What kind of experiments or research did you do?
So we did two main experiments. The first one was to figure out what type of bacteria that the sponges already live with in their natural habitat. So we had washed and unwashed sponges. The unwashed were just us taking the gemmules, which are like what the sponges hatch out of, from their natural habitat and seeing what bacteria they live with. And then the washed were sterilized. So after we analyzed the type of bacteria that lived with those sponges after they were like washed and hatched. So then we had our second experiment where we took bacterial components and we didn't use the full bacteria just so we can only kind of look at the reaction that would happen from the sponge and not like just give them the full thing and see like the full reaction, sort of. But we looked at how those bacterial components affected the sponge, and we also put different types of bacterial components together. So like we compound those and also looked at those reactions too, just to see how sponges react and like look at those innate immune systems and how they work.
Any additions? I'm curious about how you kept the data for all these reactions.
Yeah, so how we recorded the data was we used online lab notebooks, and we had a set of procedure that we could follow since some of us are beginners and some of us are more advanced. It's like an easy procedure for us to follow, but along the way, there's some modifications which we have to make due to like time constraints or something new that we figured out. And we figure out something new like that, we can go on our lab notebook and we can make note of it. And these lab notebooks are passed on to our parent labs. Like you said, this assignment or research that was given to us was part of what the parent labs wanted us to investigate.
That's amazing. And you just heard a moment ago there from Satvik. I'm curious, I'm going to turn to Nico. Did you discover anything new or anything surprising during the whole process?
Yeah, one thing I found really interesting was when I, each of us found, used one colony of bacteria and look up like what bacteria it was, like what bacteria exists with sponge. And the bacteria I found actually is beneficial for sponge, but it was beneficial for human as well. I found it like really interesting, and it was like biggest thing for me.
That's pretty neat. So a link between something that is beneficial to the sponge and also beneficial to humans. Did you get feedback from the parents' lab about that? Mm-hmm. Maybe not yet, but that would be coming. Why do you think these kinds of projects are important to do? You're all in your teens at this point. Why does this matter?
It gives us like research experience on like a college level, almost like an undergraduate program, and it takes us to a different like scenario and like environment than what we have in our school. Where in our school we're like required to do some set of steps for like a grade or for like an assignment, but here we're just like researching and we don't know what we're trying to find, which makes it super interesting.
So you're navigating techniques, but you don't know what the answer is supposed to be or is going to be. Any other thoughts about why this matters?
Yeah, I think it really fuels our curiosity, especially because in a research project, you're going to be focusing in on just one thing really deeply for, like, we did 4 weeks. And I feel like, personally, it made me really interested in sponges, and I didn't even, like, care about sponges before. So I just think it's really important for, like, anyone, not even just, like, with science or research, to just go out and do whatever you're interested in and, like, focus in on that, because once you do that, like, you'll find so much more of a love for it.
Yeah. Also, like, not only about, like, lab skills, we could learn, like, science communication skill or, like, critical thinking, like, why it's happening or, like, why are we seeing those results. It's, like, an experience that we cannot really have at school, and it was great.
And, Safik, anything to add about why programs like this matter?
Yeah. Also, we're like introduced to many techniques, like you also mentioned, So like micropipetting and like gel electrophoresis, those are like some science procedures which can be complicated for normal high school students, but we're introduced to these and we can use them later on in our research processes as well.
How did you find working alongside people like Jess Robertson and Becky Gada and others, certainly not with University of Denver face-to-face, but with Pitt researchers directly? That had to be an incredible learning experience. Did you pick up anything about what their jobs are like?
Yeah, it's super interesting. Like, we did talk with, like, the leaders of, like, the labs, one of them in person and one of them online. And their jobs just seem super interesting. It's just what we do on a bigger scale. And they also seem to, like, be educating people. For example, when they came over to talk with us or talked with us online, they tried to educate us and answer, like, any questions we had and any questions we couldn't figure out. They had some sort of idea or, like, hypothesis behind it.
That's really interesting. Is there anything else you would like to say about the overall experience as part of the University of Pittsburgh Gene Team Summer Program? There's some other things I'd like to talk about too, but what about the program itself? Anything else to mention?
I just think it's amazing how we've helped actual research, and like it's crazy to even put in perspective, because when you're in the lab doing it, at first you think it's going to be something like so hard because you see scientists like on TV and they're like doing such smart things and you think like, oh, can I really do that? But Jess and Becky made it so easy for us, and like we're helping with such a bigger picture project and sending that back to the parent labs that are going to keep building and building and building on that. So like putting that into perspective, it really just, it's like amazing to even think about.
Anything else to add?
Yeah, I think communication was a big role. When we came to Gene Team, we got split up into like groups of three, and I just thought how it was interesting how we progressed and like worked together, even like through our groups and with our groups. And communication was just a big part of Gene Team, whether it's asking like one of your partners or like teammates a question, or asking Becky or Jesse a question.
Yeah, that's not easy to learn. And none of you really knew one another before this program began. And would you like to add anything, Nico?
Yeah, I would like to say we all have different background. We are going to different school and different grade. But like Becky and Jesse encouraged us to like help each other and ask questions. And that was really important to me. And it was a great experience.
I'm curious what your career plans are currently. In the case of, for you, Nico, you're about to become a senior, right?
Yeah.
So you're closest to it. Have you thought about what you might like to do?
I want to go to, like, medical path. So, I would like to go to Pitt and then do biology, study biology, and then go to medical school is my like vision and my goal.
And Satvik and Tiara, you are both about to become 11th graders, so you're a little further away, but I bet you're already thinking about it, just getting to know you this morning. Satvik, any thoughts for you?
Yeah, I'm really interested in like biology and just like systems, like neuroscience, like cardiology and all of the science aspects. I'm also interested in like pursuing medicine, so.
And what about you, Tiara?
I've always been interested in the sciences, but I also take an interest in law, and I thought about combining that and hopefully becoming a forensic scientist in the future.
That's an interesting combination, to use your biological or interests in biology and being able to examine evidence in a way that could make a difference in a legal case. Now, this question is going to come out of left field a little bit. I'm curious about artificial intelligence and how you see it applying to your life now and how it might apply in the future. And we know there are no right answers, but I suspect you've been thinking about it. Any thoughts to share?
I would like to say, before this program, I thought AI knows everything, like literally everything on this world. But like when I started and when I faced the challenge, I actually tried to ask ChatGPT, like, hi, like, why am I like having this problem? But like ChatGPT said like completely nonsense thing, and I was like, okay, there's so many stuff that only human knows and then only human can discover. So it's like nice to use AI to like learn something, but it's not like 100% reliable. And I think on the science field, there is so many stuff that human can do.
That's a great observation. Tiara?
Yeah, and to add on to that, I feel like at first, a lot of us tried to use AI to like get a general overview of some of the bacterial components that we're using. But when we like shared our evidence with the class, like Jess came up and she's like, where did you get that from? So we had to like go into actual research papers and like deep dive into what these bacterial components are used for. And I just feel like that shows like AI can be used for like general things. Like I use it for school sometimes and it's been fine. But overall, like humans are always going to be smarter and we're always going to know more. And you can't just use it for everything. I don't think it's a bad thing, but I don't think it's like the best thing, and you should definitely not lean on it.
It sounds like any tool, you need to use it with care, understand its limitations. How do you use it in school?
I use it for like a lot of brainstorming, studying, note-taking, just kind of like general stuff for the most part. If I need like extra help with something and I can't get to a teacher, usually that's when I go to it sometimes. But other than that.
Yeah, it can be good. I use it sometimes to research something. One of my favorite things I did was I had to write a biography of myself. And I didn't. I had one that was kind of long and I just cut and pasted it. And I said, make this shorter. You know, make this about 50 words. And it did it. And given the purpose for it, it wasn't really like I was cheating. It was just something to go into a program booklet. And I was able to get it done on time by doing that. Satvik, do you have any feelings about AI you'd like to share?
Yeah, in general, when we think about AI, like what pops into our head is like chatbots, but I think there's like a lot more than just that. For example, when looking into like healthcare or like medicine or like research, when we're taking our like lab documentation, AI and stuff like that can make procedures a lot easier, especially towards like when we go into the future. And there's also like some AI that can diagnose and like also like tell you what problem or what you're facing.
Yeah, I think AI that acts on what some people call a walled garden, if it's only looking at the information you give it, for example, if a teacher or professor has given you handouts and you ask it to only look at those handouts and nothing else, it might help you see that information a little bit differently. That's something I get excited about. One last question, two actually. Is there anything else any of you would like to add about anything we've talked about today? Okay, I'm going to give you a magic wand. If you could have one wish for the world with your magic wand, what would it be? And it could be anything. And don't overthink it. If something comes to mind that you would use that magic wand with, what might it be?
World peace.
Say that again.
World peace.
Yeah, I would probably pick like curing all types of cancer. I mean, a lot of people go through like many health problems. I think that's like a big deal. it would be like very peaceful if everyone could pick like what, how long they can live. Yeah.
Tiara and Satvik, and now Nico, that puts you under a lot of pressure here.
Kind of close to his, but like no kids die because of like cancer or like any sick.
Excellent. I've really loved talking to each of you. And biology.pitt.edu is how you can learn more about the University of Pittsburgh Gene Team Summer Program. Maybe you know of somebody or you yourself would like to get involved next summer. You'll find information there, biology.pitt.edu, for more information. Satvik, Nico, and Tiara, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.